USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package is now in the hands of the Senate after being passed by the House early Saturday morning. The Senate version is not expected to include a hike to the federal minimum wage after the Senate parliamentarian determined the bill could not include the wage increase under budget reconciliation rules. Senator Bill Hagerty says there won't be GOP support for it in the Senate either way. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News there's not enough in the package that addresses the pandemic to generate bipartisan support.
It's a $1.9 trillion package, over 90% of which has nothing to do with the pandemic. We've not even spent close to $1 trillion of the funds that were previously allocated on a bipartisan basis, and their goal is to come and jam through what is essentially a socialist wish list right through on a completely partisan basis. And I don't think they'll have a single Republican vote.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
A declassified CIA report concerning the murder of a U.S.-based journalist has been released. John Clemens reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
The report concerns the October 2018 murder of Jamal Khashoggi in the Saudi Arabian consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The investigation reports the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman approved the killing of Khashoggi, who had criticized many of his actions. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki spoke to the media while aboard Air Force One.
Our intention is to recalibrate the relationship, and this would be a different relationship with the Saudi government. At the same time, we want to end the war in Yemen. We want to ensure the humanitarian crisis is addressed. And the president and every member of our team is not going to hold back in voicing concern and taking action as needed about human rights abuses.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Joe Biden paid a visit to Houston on Friday. Valdeor reports from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Joe Biden and First Lady Jill heard firsthand from Texans still struggling from that brutal winter weather on his first trip to a major disaster area since he took office. He was briefed by emergency officials and thanked workers for doing God's work. He promised the federal government will be there for Texans as they try to recover, not just from this storm, but also the health and economic crisis caused by COVID. Tens of thousands of Houston area residents are still without safe water, he learned while visiting the Houston Food Bank, and a briefing from Acting FEMA Administrator Bob Fenton. Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randall accompanied the Bidens to Houston, and they were joined by Governor Greg Abbott and Senator John Cornyn, both Republicans, as well as a long list of Democrats, spearheaded by Houston area members of Congress, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo, and Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Top 25 action in college basketball on Saturday. Number 3 Michigan beat Indiana 73-57. The Wolverines now haven't dropped a game since January 16th. Number 5 Illinois dropped number 23 Wisconsin 74-69. Oklahoma State upset number 7 Oklahoma in overtime 94-90. Cade Cunningham leading the Cowboys in the win with 40 points and 11 rebounds. Number 10 West Virginia handled Kansas State 65-43. Number 16, Virginia Tech dispatched Wake Forest 84-46. Number 18, Texas Tech held off number 14, Texas 68-59. And Auburn knocked off number 25, Tennessee 77-72. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.